I would. That's the reason I delete the shares, to allow other people to come in, invest some money, because for the last 3 years, I was basically putting my money. I remortgaged the house with no mortgage. Now I've got £450,000 to pay because I put the money into the club. Make sure the club exists, because I never thought it's my club, I'm the owner, I'm the chairman, majority shareholder, but I never look at that. I only become the owner, so to speak, because there was a need to inject the money, and I inject enough money to take majority of the shareholding. So it's a vicious cycle for me too. I didn't want to be a chairman, I didn't want to be owner, but the necessity to put the money into the club, which I did. So now I expect I've diluted the shares. That means I lose the ownership, if you want to call it ownership, because I never felt. I thought it's a board decision. We've got board directors to decide the future of the club, not only me. I'm trying to attract other people to put some money in, because obviously I don't want to remortgage my house again. We need some help from supporters. We need some help from individuals to put some money in and secure the club's future.
Have you had any early talks with anyone who might be interested?
Well, there are talks, but obviously we've had some offers which are not suitable for the club or current shareholders, so I refuse them. But it might come from sources, unexpected sources, and we're in talks at the moment, so we will see what future is going to bring. We're not looking for the new ownership. The ownership, the club belongs to the fans, basically, in my opinion, although we've got the majority of the shares. But the 500 is not providing enough shares new owner come in and have the total ownership of it, because obviously I've got 510, other directors got shares. So we'll form the board of directors together. We take all the decisions as we take as a board of directors. But as I said, there's a panic among the supporters. What's happening? This and that. We reducing the staff. But that's we have to do that to survive. So that's what we're doing. If we don't do anything, there'll be a same story as other clubs had.
One final question, Chris. How long can you go on? You said you're looking for a bit of investment and the like. Would fans have any recourse to be slightly worried about the financial security of the club long term? Or you still, you haven't got another house to mortgage. How long can you go on holding the thing together with sticky back plastic, as it were?
Well, I don't think there's any immediate danger, you know, of club going into administration or something, but it would be if we don't make the cuts. At the moment, we stabilize this financial situation. We start making some losses even in the beginning of the season because of the whole economic situation. But obviously, we panic a little bit trying to stabilize the club, and which we did in the end. It took us several months to do that. But we have to turn the clock back a little bit.